Chapter 38. I don't understand, Catherine was saying. You think my father-in-law hired Umbrio?
He used a middleman, Colleen Robinson, to make the arrangements. Umbrio got paroled in return for agreeing to perform a few favors.
So why am I still alive?
Because killing you isn't as important as discrediting you.
Come again? She blinked her eyes.
The judge hates you. Hates you for Jimmy, hates you for marrying into the family. But mostly I think he hates you for Nathan. As long as you continue to press about Nathan's health, you're on the verge of uncovering his and Marianne's secret.
If I died, I wouldn't be a threat anymore.
No, but Dr. Rocco would be, and maybe your father would be. There would always be those who'd observe Nathan's poor health and wonder, unless, of course, they already had a reasonable explanation for why Nathan was sick.
I was poisoning him, she filled in. I was a bad mom.
Exactly.
But once he won custody of Nathan, she frowned, wouldn't the fact that Nathan didn't magically get better become a problem?
I don't think the judge planned on letting that become a problem,
Bobby said quietly. You think he would really harm his own grandson?
I think, Bobby answered grimly, the man may have already killed his own son.
It turned out a luxury hotel made a pretty good fortress. Sure, Mr. Bozu valet parked his car. Sure, he strolled right in with Nathan and even Trickster, because who was going to say no to a cute boy and his puppy? That didn't solve his problem. He didn't know what room the judge was in, and the pretty young desk attendant was polite but firm about the hotel's policy of not giving out such information. She could call Judge Gagnon for him. She could notify Judge Gagnon that he had guests. But without the judge's permission, she could not let the guests go to the judge. Mr. Bozu had already determined another problem. According to the boy, the judge had described a luxury suite in the hotel. That meant the upper floors, which required a special key card inserted into the elevator. Assuming the judge was staying in a penthouse suite, Mr. Bozu would not be getting up there anytime soon. It was perplexing, a dilemma, and Mr. Bozu was getting very tired now. He suddenly missed his nice clean bed at the Hampton Inn. Hell, he even missed his prison cot. He and the boy walked outside, where Mr. Bozu had another Red Bull and contemplated things. The bloodstain on his shirt bothered him. The suspicious stare of the torpy doorman bothered him. The whole fucking world bothered him. Then Mr. Bozu had an idea. He downed his Red Bull. He walked Nathan back into the hotel lobby and took him straight to the receptionist's desk.
This is Nathan Gagnon, grandson of Judge Gagnon, he announced in his most cordial voice. If you call up, you'll find the judge is expecting him. Unfortunately, I've received a bad cut.
Mr. Bozu flashed his bloody arm.
And I need to seek medical attention. Do you have someone who could escort Nathan upstairs to his grandparents? They'd greatly appreciate the boy not being left alone.
The receptionist smiled at him. Of course. 1 minute, sir. She dialed the room. Mr. Bozu held his breath. Surely the good judge couldn't refuse his grandson, particularly if the boy was coming up alone. Mrs. Gagnon, the receptionist said brightly. Mr. Bozu exhaled. The wife, perfect. Yes, we have a fine young man here, Nathan Gagnon. Yes, your grandson. What a handsome boy, too. We'll send him right up with a bellhop. Do you know Nathan has a puppy? Not a problem, ma'am, but we do have a form we'll need filled out. Excellent, I'll send that up as well. Thank you.
The receptionist put down the phone, the perky smile still on her face.
Mrs. Gagnon is very excited to see your grandson. If you'd like to depart, sir, we can take it from here.
Mr. Bozu graciously thanked the woman. He even shook Nathan's hand.
So happy I could get you to your grandparents, young man. The puppy's name is Trickster. Your mom wanted you to have him as a surprise.
Mommy? The boy asked hopefully.
Trust me, you'll be with her soon enough.